This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the United Nations declared a famine in parts of Somalia. A famine is declared when three conditions are reached. Hunger rates among children rise above 30%. More than two people in every 100,000 die each day. And many people are unable to get food and other basic needs. Mark Bowden, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, made the announcement Wednesday in Nairobi, Kenya.
We estimate that almost half of the Somali population, 3.7 million people, are affected by this crisis, and of whom 2.8 million people live in the south, the most seriously affected area. It is likely that tens of thousands will already have died, the majority of these being children.
The United Nations says a lack of rain over the past few years has created a famine in two areas in southern Somalia, Bakool and Lower Shabelle. Officials say the famine could spread to other areas. This is the first time since 1991 that the UN has declared a famine in Somalia. The Horn of Africa is experiencing its worst drought in 60 years. UN officials have said more than 11 million people are in need of food aid. VOA asked Mark Bowden if the organization could have done more to prevent the crisis.
We had been hoping to avoid famine. We spent a lot of our resources that we had at the beginning of the year specifically to help those communities that we thought might migrate to stop migration, which is one of the major causes of death. We spent our money. We didn't have enough to scale up as we now need to.
Now the United Nations is appealing for $300 million in the next 2 months. Officials say much of that will be used to supply existing feeding centers and to provide medical services. The money will also be used to support local economies and farmers. Luca Alinovi is head of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization for Somalia. He says the objective is to keep people from fleeing the affected areas.
The only way to prevent people moving out is to make sure that they have a hope for the future. They can make something out of their life. And how they can do that? They can do that only if they feel that in the next few months they will be in condition to produce their food.
Bakool and Lower Shabelle are both under control of Al-Shabaab. On Friday, the militant group called the UN declaration propaganda. It also said it will permit increased aid only from foreign agencies currently working in its territory. Al-Shabaab is linked to Al-Qaeda, and the United States has declared it a terrorist organization. Al-Shabaab took control of south-central Somalia a few years ago. Since then, its members have had a hostile relationship with foreign aid groups. Al-Shabaab has accused foreign workers of being spies. Militants have kidnapped some workers and killed others. And they have often seized food and other supplies meant for starving Somalis. As a result, many foreign donors have been unwilling to send more aid. Al-Shabaab recently ended a ban on airlifts, but a UNICEF spokeswoman, Shanta Blumen, says there are no guarantees. On Wednesday, the UN Children's Agency airlifted 5 tons of supplies to the town of Baidoa in Lower Shabelle. The supplies included food, medicine, and water cleaning equipment. Ms. Blumen says such a large shipment could not have happened without the approval of Al-Shabaab.
So yes, there was dialogue with local authorities, and obviously they include members of Al-Shabaab, but the bottom line is that we succeeded in getting those supplies in. Our staff were able to go to the airport and secure the materials and get it out to the people that need it.
Somalia is a nation of almost 10 million people. It has lacked a strong central government since 1991. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.